I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia's state health benefit plan is not expected to increase premiums, deductibles, co-pays, or co-insurance in 2019. The plan covers roughly 650,000 state employees, teachers, retirees, and their dependents. Last year, state employees and teachers had an average premium increase of about 3.7%. SHBP Division Chief Jeff Rickman told Georgia Health News that he credits the savings to switching pharmacy benefit management companies and bringing more competition to Medicare members. Calls for Secretary of State Brian Kemp to resign his position are getting louder. Common Cause, Georgia Alliance for Social Justice, along with U.S. Representative John Lewis have all called on Kemp to step down as he campaigns for governor, citing potential conflicts of interest. Kemp has said he does not plan to step down. In 2010, Republican Karen Handel stepped down as Secretary of State to run for governor, citing perceived conflicts of interest. And in 1996, Democrat Max Cleland resigned as Secretary of State to run for U.S. Senate. The Georgia Alliance for Social Justice is planning a protest against Kemp for August 19th. Well, officials in coastal Georgia hope some new sea level sensors will help them respond to flooding. WJCL reports three sensors have already been installed in Chatham County. 20 should be installed by fall, with 100 planned by the end of the year. The sensors will provide real-time data of rising water levels in areas that are prone to flooding, giving county emergency management officials another tool to help ensure public safety. An Atlanta Symphony Orchestra diversity program is celebrating its 25th anniversary with a concert tour. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The ASO's talent development program trains promising Black and Latino musicians in high school. According to a 2016 study, Black and Hispanic performers make up less than 5% of American orchestras combined. Asira Hill, who co-founded the program in 1993, says the lack of diversity was clear.
Well, it was very visible. The good thing is we were able to gather people willing to do something about it.
Although the program has helped minority students earn scholarships to some of the top schools in the country, no graduates currently play for the ASO. The recital series begins tonight at Friendship Baptist Church in Atlanta. For GBB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Atlanta native rapper Killer Mike has joined the board of directors of the High Museum of Art. Michael Render, who is known by his stage name Killer Mike, says he plans to help grow and diversify the museum's audience. Render tells WXIA-TV that he wants to help align the museum with Atlanta's artistic expressions, like hip-hop. He says people like him are the working-class social connectivity. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves fell to the Washington Nationals yesterday by a score of 6-3. Atlanta now sits a full game behind the Philadelphia Phillies for first place in the National League Eastern Division. The Braves return home to SunTrust Park tonight to begin a weekend series with the Milwaukee Brewers. First pitch, 7:35. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.